Shalom! Holy Scriptures and Israel is a ministry designed to share with the Jewish people the good news of the Lord Jesus Yeshua the Messiah and to instruct Christians on the Jewish roots of their faith. And now, teaching God's Word from a Hebrew Messianic perspective, here is Gideon Levitam.
Shalom, dear brothers and sisters. God bless you. We would like you to please open your Bibles to the Gospel of John and to the 16th chapter where we are for this ministry meeting. And we continue today to present before us all the second half of John chapter 16, beginning with verse 16 to the end of the chapter. Please follow me as I'm reading John 16, 16 to 33. The Lord Yeshua, the Messiah, is continuing to speak to his sorrowing disciples in the upper room in the city of Jerusalem as he's instructing them of his departure through the cross back to glory, to heaven, to the Father's house where he came from. And as his disciples were sorrowing, he knew that. He continued to minister to them, to speak to them about the coming of the Ruach HaKodesh, the Holy Spirit of God, and the fact that he will go, and as we have already learn from these chapters, that he will prepare a place for them in heaven, in the Father's house. And so in verse 16 of chapter 16, Yeshua continues and he's saying, "A little while, and ye shall not see me. And again, a little while, and ye shall see me, because I go to the Father." Then said some of his disciples among themselves, "What is this that he saith unto us, a little while, and ye shall not see me, and again a little while, and ye shall see me, and because I go to the Father?" They said, therefore, "What is this that he saith, a little while? We cannot tell what he saith." Now Yeshua knew that they were desirous to ask him, and said unto them, "Do you inquire among yourself of that I said a little while, and ye shall not see me, and again a little while, and ye shall see me? Verily, verily, I say unto you, that ye shall weep and lament, but the world shall rejoice, and ye shall be sorrowful, but your sorrow shall be turned into joy. A woman, when she is in travail, hath sorrow, because her hour is come. But as soon as she is delivered of the child, she remembereth no more the anguish. For joy that a man is born into the world. And ye now, therefore, have sorrow, but I will see you again, and your heart shall rejoice, and your joy no man taketh from you. And in that day ye shall ask me nothing. Verily, verily, I say unto you, whatsoever ye shall ask the Father in my name, he will give it you. Hitherto have ye asked nothing in my name. Ask, and ye shall receive, that your joy may be full. These things have I spoken unto you in Proverbs, but the time cometh when I shall no more speak unto you in Proverbs, but I shall show you plainly of the Father. At that day ye shall ask in my name, And I say not unto you that I will pray the Father for you, for the Father himself loveth you, because ye have loved me, and have believed that I came out from God. I came forth from the Father, and I am come into the world again. I leave the world and go to the Father. His disciples said unto him, Lo, now speakest thou plainly, and speakest no proverb. Now are we sure that thou knowest all things, and needest not that any man should ask thee. By this we believe that thou camest forth from God. Jesus answered them, Do ye now believe? Behold, the hour cometh, yea, is now come, that ye shall be scattered, every man to his own, and shall leave me alone. And yet I am not alone, because the Father is with me. These things I have spoken unto you, that in me ye might have peace. Shalom. In the world ye shall have tribulation, but be of good cheer. I have overcome the world. You see, beloved brothers and sisters, and dear friends, you see, this passage in which we have entered into, this passage in John 16, verses 16 to 33, is the continuation of the deliberation of our Lord Yeshua, Jesus the Messiah, with his disciples in the upper room in the city of Jerusalem, where they have concluded to keep, to celebrate the feast of Pesach, that is Passover. The Lord Yeshua the Messiah introduced the remembrance of himself, letting the disciples know he will go through the shameful cross, he will give his body, he will shed his blood, and he told them that this is what going to happen to you when I will depart from this place. You will experience challenges and persecution and tribulation, but he's encouraging the disciples to tell them that the Holy Spirit of God will come, this Comforter, God the Holy Spirit, to come to minister to them and to help them as they are here on earth while he hath returned and will return to the Father. And so in chapter 14, 15, and 16, Yeshua the Messiah spoke once and again concerning the Comforter, the Parakletos, the one that will come to their aid, namely the person of the Holy Spirit of God. Now, even though he promised them to send the Holy Spirit of God, as he have already mentioned in chapter 14 and chapter 15 and chapter 16, now in the second half of chapter 16, Yeshua is encouraging, or I would say even continuing to encourage his sorrowing disciples, seeking to provide for them joy. You notice that it all began in chapter 14 and verse 1. Let not your heart be troubled. You see, their hearts were troubled. And that's why Yeshua the Messiah is seeking to encourage them while he is still with them. In verse 27 of chapter 14, again, let not your heart be troubled, neither let it be afraid. So he is once and again encouraging them that he is assuring them that he will meet their need. He wanted them to rejoice. He wanted them to be assured that the Comforter, the Parakletos, the Holy Spirit of God, will come. He said in verse 16 of chapter 14, I will pray the Father, and he will give you another Comforter, that he may abide with you forever. Even the Spirit of Truth, even Ruach HaEmet. So Yeshua is speaking with his disciples in chapter 13, chapter 14, chapter 15, chapter 16 in this upper room discourse. By the time chapter 14 was before us, we have seen that at the end of these chapter 14 and 15, Yeshua the Messiah has told his disciples as they're moving along from the upper room on the way towards the Garden of Gethsemane, Yeshua the Messiah, Jesus the Messiah, is continuing to instruct them concerning the Parakletos. We learned that at the end of chapter 15 once again. But when the Comforter is come, whom I will send unto you from the Father, even the Spirit of truth which proceedeth from the Father, he shall testify of me. Then chapter 16, when he continued to speak about the Comforter, the Holy Spirit of God, verse 7, nevertheless I tell you, John 16, verse 7, it is expedient for you that I go away, for if I go not away, the Comforter, verse 7 of John chapter 17 and verse 7, that Comforter here is the one, in Hebrew we call it Hamelitz, the Parakletos, the one that will come alongside to aid. And so he says, for if I go not away, the Comforter will not come unto you, but if I depart, I will send him unto you. And so he seeks to encourage the disciples. And so in the first 15 verses of chapter 16, which we have already covered, beloved brothers and sisters, there in the first 15 verses of chapter 16, Yeshua is instructing his disciple, telling them once again concerning the importance of his departure. Otherwise, the person of Ruach HaKodesh, the person of the Holy Spirit of God, will not come. So, while the disciples were instructed in the upper room, you can just imagine the limitation of their understanding and the fact that they would now be without him have been very, very moving in their hearts. And therefore, now, in the second half of John chapter 16, verses 16 to 33, again, the Lord is preparing the disciples for his death upon the tree, for his death upon that shameful Roman cross. And so you will notice that in verses 16 to 22, he wanted them to understand an important principle. The principle is that God is able to turn sorrow into joy. God is able to bring joy into their lives in the midst of sorrows. That reminds us, doesn't it, of the many passages in the history of Israel, even in the days of Esther, when the Jewish people were under the sentence of death by Haman, that wicked man, and how God had turned the table and brought joy to the people of Israel. And ultimately, Haman was killed, and the Jewish people were preserved by God in a supernatural way. And so we read in Esther chapter 9, verse 22, as the day wherein the Jews rested from their enemies, and the month which was turned unto them from sorrow to joy, and from mourning into a good day. God is able to turn things around and provide joy in the midst of a time of sorrows and turn away the sorrows into joy. It reminds us of the verses in Isaiah chapter 61, speaking about the future of Israel, where we read in the first few verses that the purpose of the coming of the Lord to appoint them that mourn in Zion, and to give unto them beauty for ashes, oil of joy for mourning, the garment of praise for the spirit of heaviness, that they might be called trees of righteousness, the planting of the Lord, that he might be glorified. God is able, beloved brothers and sisters, to turn things from sorrow to joy. And this is exactly what we find out in John 16, what Yeshua is seeking to explain here to his disciples. In fact, in Isaiah 61 and verse 10, we read, I will greatly rejoice in the Lord. My soul shall be joyful in my God, for he has clothed me with a garment of salvation. He has covered me with a robe of righteousness, as a bridegroom decketh himself with garment, and as a bride adorn herself with her jewels. God is able to turn sorrow into joy. And notice this, as we are learning here in verses 16 to verse 22, the important principle that the Lord is seeking to teach the disciples. You notice how many times the word joy is mentioned here in this chapter 16. In fact, in verse 20 we read, shall be turned into joy. In verse 21 at the end, and he said, she remembers no more the anguish for joy that a man is born into the world. Verse 22, rejoice, and your joy no man taketh from you. Verse 23, and in that day ye shall ask me nothing, he said, and he continued in verse 24, he said, and ye shall receive that your joy may be full. In other words, once and again, the Lord Jesus, the Messiah, is speaking about joy to the group of the disciples in the upper room that are sad because he is just about to go to the cross and to return to God the Father via his death on the tree. And so you notice that in verse 16, Yeshua is saying to the disciples, a little while, and ye shall not see me. And again, a little while, and ye shall see me, because I go to the Father. You notice that? This little while that Yeshua is speaking about here in John chapter 16 and verse 16 is very interesting, because since the Lord Jesus the Messiah died, this little while is already some 2,000 years long. Amazing when you really think about it. And really, that little while became some 2,000 years already since the time that the Messiah, Yeshua, died on the cross. In fact, the apostle who wrote to the early Hebrew believers, he told them in Hebrews chapter 10, speaking about that little while, for yet a little while, verse 37, and he that shall come will come, and will not tarry. Can you imagine? These apostles in the upper room in the city of Jerusalem were told by the Lord, yet a little while, and ye shall see me not. And then again, yet a little while, and ye shall see me, because I go unto the Father. Now that little while is that long period of time. In fact, since the assembly, the church was born, that little while is some 2,000 years long already. And the church have gone through this long period of time. And we live in the days of the Laodicean days of the church age. And soon the Lord is coming to rapture, to snatch up, to take out of this world the assembly, the ecclesia, the believers who are born by the Spirit of God, who are part of the church. But this little while now takes 2,000 years or so. And yet, the Lord is saying to them, a little while, and ye shall see me no more. That was very puzzling. That was puzzling statement for the disciples. And that's why it was for them like a proverb, like a dark saying. And so, he said, because I go to the Father, In verse 16, Jesus, the Messiah, is telling them, it is a little while because I go now to the Father. And so in verses 17 and 18, then said some of his disciples among themselves, you can just imagine, notice how they repeat the statement that the Lord Jesus was mentioning there in the upper room. They are speaking with each other. What is this that he saith unto us, a little while, and ye shall not see me? And again, a little while, and ye shall see me. And because I go unto the Father. Verse 18 said, they said therefore, what is this that he saith, a little while? We cannot tell what he saith. Now, of course, beloved friends, if you and I would have been there, we would have said the same thing. How can we understand this little while indeed is a long time now that we already live here in the last days of the church age? Is a really long time, but for them, the church was not even born. The Messiah hasn't died. The Spirit hasn't come as yet. So for them, a little while was still a dilemma. It was like a proverb for them, like a dark saying. So they are speaking within themselves and they are asking, what does he mean when he says that? What does he mean, a little while? And so Yeshua hears it. And so in verse 19, Yeshua is instructing his disciple of the meaning of his saying. It says beautiful how the Lord is seeking to help his disciples. Now remember, beloved brothers and sisters, that the Lord Jesus, the Messiah, he is God the Son. And the Gospel of John present before us his divine nature. And because he is divine, for him, 1,000 years is just one day. And one day is 1,000 years. And for the Lord Jesus, the Messiah, who is the eternal Son of God, who became a man, and as a man, he is just about to go now to the cross to pay for the sin of this world. For him, a little while is a little while. But for the disciples, what does he mean? They were discussing among themselves. Is it a little while? Is it one day, 2 days, 10 days, 5 days, 1 week, 1 month? What does he mean? And so the Lord graciously, in the next verses, is explaining to them. And you notice in verse 19, now Yeshua knew that they were desirous to ask him. And notice what he says to them. Do ye inquire among yourself of that I said a little while, and ye shall not see me, and again a little while, and ye shall see me? In other words, he knew what they were speaking among each other. Remember, this conversation and this deliberation happened at the upper room and on the way to the Garden of Gethsemane, where the Lord will be there anticipating his death, and he will be captured by Judas, who will betray him, and those that will come to take him to the priest, to the high priest. So here he is communicating only with his disciples and sharing with them that which he had in his heart for them. You see, they followed him. They have abandoned everything for him. And he knew that. He is the one, Yeshua is the one that called them to become fishers of men. Follow me and I will make you fishers of men. They are the one who followed him, who lived with him during the time of his public ministry. And now they are anticipating his departure through the cross back to God the Father. And he cared for them. And so, in verse 20, the Lord Jesus, the Messiah, is telling them the reality that will happen. And you notice he wants them to rejoice knowing that they will have sorrows. You see, in verse 20, we find out the words, verily, verily, I say unto you, that ye shall weep, notice that, and lament, but the world shall rejoice, and ye shall be sorrowful, but your sorrows shall be turned into joy. This is so precious, isn't it? That is exactly what God have done in the whole history of the people of Israel. Amazing how the Lord knew very well that they will be, notice, weep, they will lament, and they will be sorrowful. On the other hand, the world, this is the unregenerated world, the world shall rejoice, and the world will not understand why these believers, why these apostles, why these disciples, and all those who will follow him will experience in this world sorrows. They will lament, they will weep. But he promised, notice this, and I love this expression in verse 20. He said, but the world shall rejoice and ye shall be sorrowful, but, notice that verse 20 at the end, but, he says, your sorrows shall be turned into joy. Your sorrows shall be turned into joy. The Hebrew word, avlechem yehafech lesason. Your sorrows shall be turned into joy. And then he explaining in verse 21, the illustration is almost like a parable, a mashal. The Lord Yeshua always spoke in parables or through stories, through illustration, to help the disciples, to help you and I to understand. Think about it. What Yeshua is teaching us here through the giving of a birth to a baby into this world.
You have been listening to the Holy Scriptures and Israel with Gideon Levitam. Gideon teaches God's Word from a Hebrew Messianic perspective. For more information about this ministry, write to Holy Scriptures and Israel, Box 1411, Niagara-on-the-Lake, Ontario, L0S1J0, or visit our website at holyscripturesandisrael.com. You are also invited to Gideon's weekly Bible teaching on Fridays at 11 a.m. and 7 p.m., and Saturdays at 1 p.m., at Willowdale Christian Assembly Hall, 28 Martin Ross Avenue in Toronto. Holy Scriptures and Israel is made possible by your prayers and financial support. If you would like to support the program, visit holyscripturesandisrael.com. God bless you. Shalom, shalom.